News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
Well, the upcoming budget, there are suggestions that the government is going to look at the reform of inheritance tax. Some wealth managers saying that it is leading to inequitable and avoidable outcomes. Joining me to discuss this is Barra Rowntree, who is Assistant Professor in Economics at Trinity College Dublin. And a lot of the wealth managers are saying that this is essentially unfair, that if you have a situation where, particularly if you happen to live in South Dublin, average house prices could be running at 680,000-700,000 euro, and that if you therefore leave that to a sole child, they end up having half of it become liable to tax when it is what was once the family home. How is that fair? Are they right in that?
So I don't think so. So firstly, very few people actually pay inheritance tax. So the situation you describe of a house in South, leafy South Dublin, or maybe even an unleafy part of South Dublin, coming to, you know, 700, 800 grand, there's very few of those houses who are actually left to a single child, because there's not that many. If you look at the data on this, there's very few single kids for that generation. It's going to become a more important thing in maybe 30, 40 years down the line. But at the moment, that's not really that substantive. So there's actually very few people pay inheritance tax. If you look at the statistics on it, CSO data show that of those who are kind of old enough to have received inheritance, they've received, on average, if you line them up from, you know, on how much inheritance they've received, the person in the middle has received 100,000 over their lifetime, whereas the threshold for if you're receiving gift or inheritance from your parents over your lifetime is 400,000. So there really is, you know, very few people who pay inheritance tax. Estimates I've done suggest it's much less than 10% of the entire population will ever pay what we call inheritance tax over their lifetime.
But that's still hundreds of thousands of people, Barra.
It is, but these are the very wealthiest of people, right? These are the people who are inheriting the most amount. And so when you have wealth managers who, you know, work for these people and want them to pay less tax, that's kind of their job. When they say there's inequities, I think the main thing to remember is that this is amongst a very small group of people who are inheriting large amounts of money. And the inequities that the wealth managers are talking about essentially are, from what I saw that they're talking about, that there are certain types of assets which you pay tax at an even higher amount. So essentially on transfers of family farms and on business assets, you start to pay tax on transfers of over 4 million per person, and then you only pay at a rate of effective rate of 3.3% above that 4 million threshold. So again, you know, they're essentially saying that, well, that's leading to some businesses or farms being broken up. Again, those are the very largest transfers taking place, and, you know,
I know obviously there may be people who will say, well, look, good enough for them, they have enough money, they can pay all the tax that's going, but is there not a certain logic to what the wealth managers are saying, where if they say, look, these are assets that have been accumulated by taxpayers, these are people who have paid their income tax, they have invested, they have built up a nest egg, it is what they see as a family nest egg, why should they not be allowed to pass it on to their children?
Well, so I think you could ask the question the other way. Why should it be that someone who is receiving a large amount of money, and again, you have to be receiving a large amount of money in order to pay inheritance tax, but why should you pay no tax on that, whereas if you go and you out and you work, you would have to pay tax at a higher rate on that, a much higher effective rate on that. And so, you know, it comes back to basic ideas of what we think is fair and not. We have in place at the moment an inheritance tax system which, you know, raises money, significant money now, about a billion euro a year. But most of that is coming from the transfers to a very small number of people. It does not affect, as some of the wealth managers try to suggest, ordinary families. You really have to be up at the very top of the distribution in terms of what's being received in order to pay this tax. And you know, that is an inequity in itself, how much difference there is amongst different families, right? The vast majority receive very little. So,
but is that because there are multiple children? Just so I get the stats right, if you take the average house in Dublin of being north now of 500,000 euro, if parents leave that to their children, if they have two children, they each get half of that and they are under the threshold. If they have one, they are over the threshold and they pay tax. Is that not an inequity in essence? Because it is a roulette as to how many children you have.
Well, it's a tax that's essentially for the person who's receiving the inheritance, right? And actually, I think it's a better system than one which is based on the estate size, because one that's based on the estate size ends up being, you know, it's much harder to actually implement. And in a way, you could see it as unfair to people with lots of kids. So we have a system which is based on how much gifts and inheritances you receive over your lifetime. It's based on the person receiving the inheritance. And again, there are very few people who are receiving the amounts that become liable for tax, even fewer now that we've had in recent years, big increases to those thresholds.
Now, it's interesting, though, if you look at the texts that are coming in, how about the left-wing agenda again, robbing people who work hard to give to those who won't help themselves? It is a double tax. Family home or any asset has been paid for with taxed income already. Again, that sort of sense that says, if you have earned it, it's yours to do with as you see fit.
Yeah, well, so there's double taxation everywhere, right? You know, we get income, we pay tax on that when we work, and then we pay VAT on that, right? So it's, there isn't some principle against non-double taxation. What we want to have is a consistent treatment of incomes as possible. And again, that's where you kind of come into taxing gifts and inheritances, actually still at a much, much lower rate than, you know, income from employment. In terms of how tax haven't been paid on already, actually for the vast majority of people, even those at the very top, right, who are receiving the most amounts of inheritance, it's coming through property wealth and it's coming through the family home. And we've seen massive, massive increases in the prices of homes and the value of these homes for people. And tax isn't paid on that, right? You do not pay capital gains tax on the increase in the value of the family home. So it's not true to say that tax has already been paid on this for the vast majority of people.
What the text would be suggesting is that people have earned their money through a taxable system, whether it's PAYE or anything else, and that is the money that has paid the mortgage. So while they may have had a capital accretion of value, they've nonetheless used taxable income to pay down the debt.
But again, what they've seen is a big increase in value. And in any other form of asset, what that would be subject to is capital gains tax. But it's not for the principal family resident. It's not for the family home. So again, it's just not true to say that the wealth which is being passed on has already been taxed. For the vast majority of cases, that's not the case at all. And so again, you ultimately, if we have a system of inheritance taxing, and people can have different views on it, people do have very different views on how fair they think. Some people think there should be 100% inheritance tax. Some people think there should be zero. But if we're going to have one, I think it's important that one, it's based on discussion around, is based on the facts and who's actually paying it. And it's not true to say that ordinary families are paying it at the moment. And two, it is worth thinking about, well, how can we apply it fairly between asset types? So that is where I do think there is unfairness in the system, in that people who are receiving particular forms of assets get much, much more favourable treatment. So those receiving family farms and businesses, again, are in effect able to receive up to 4 million per child tax-free and then pay an effective rate of 3.3% above it. Compared to if you're receiving cash or if you're receiving other forms of assets, It's 400,000 from parent to child and 33%.
You said that people have strong views about it. You are absolutely correct. There is a massive reaction coming in on tax. I'll bring you some of that in a moment. Barry, thank you very much for your time this morning. Barry Rowntree there, Assistant Professor in Economics at Trinity College Dublin.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.